The relationship is obviously very similar, though not entirely because it's much deeper than that, to what you find by way of instructions enclosed with a small gadget which you buy nowadays from the market. Anything you buy from the market, it has an enclosed pamphlet telling you by those who made the machine how it works. So the person who has created, he knows best how that machine is working. So the relationship in nutshell is that of truth. When the Holy Quran or any holy book of God which has not been interpolated by man and changed by man speaks of the universe or the phenomena of nature, it has to speak the truth and nothing else. There cannot be any contradiction between the maker's act and the maker's word. So that is the general relationship which you find everywhere in the references to nature in the Holy Quran.